Building morale one badge at a time. We featured Coffee for Cops last year, and this year I'm so excited to start 2024 talking with Michael Barbato, the chaplain of the Gates Police Department and the executive director of the organization Coffee for Cops, who provides coffee gift cards and other great products and services for law enforcement officials across the Rochester area. So, Michael, thank you so much for what you do in your community. We are excited here in 2024 to have you on to talk about what's coming up this year.
Thanks, John. Always a pleasure to be here and spend time with you. And thanks for having me in.
And we are, it is our pleasure, and we're really excited to have you back, because when we last left off, you know, we're already doing some great things in the community, but I know the second half of 2023, after we talked with you, ended up being a phenomenal part of the year, and there were a couple of great things that you accomplished that we'll dive into, but just tell us what 2023 meant to you as an organization at Coffee for Cops.
2023 was a little bit more than we expected. You know, again, being faith-based, you never know what the Lord's going to do, and you know what you would like to do, but then there's always those doors He opens or closes, and just kind of blows your mind at you know, what He can do through us and through a ministry. We were invited by the Rochester Police Department to attend National Police Week in Washington, D.C. That's an annual event that honors fallen officers from across our nation. And so it kind of went down there as a dual role as executive director of Coffee for Cops, but also as a law enforcement chaplain. And if you've never been down there, you know, whether you're law enforcement, first responder, or other, get down there, you know, spend a couple of days, and, you know, they have a memorial wall, and it's very sobering. You know, you see a lot of these family members who have lost loved ones, and just get to meet them, you know, come alongside them, and also meet some new friends and faces in law enforcement from across the country. And, you know, again, as Coffee for Cops, you know, you hand out some goodies for them and show them your appreciation. And as a chaplain, meet other chaplains and pray together, and just kind of wish everyone there the best.
And certainly, let's also back up a little bit, because you have two great things going on here as a chaplain over at the Gates Police Department, but then also starting up Coffee for Cops. So talk a little bit about how those two have influenced each other, whether it being the chaplain, being involved here in local law enforcement, how that influenced Coffee for Cops, or vice versa.
Yeah, the two sometimes are separate. Sometimes, you know, they do meld. And Coffee for Cops, being executive director, gives probably broader exposure on social media, because as we hand out coffee gift cards or challenge coins, you know, we do some social media posts, which broadens our recognition, you know, gives a little more legitimacy to our brand, if you will, and the ministry, and more awareness. People come alongside us, and then as they get to know the organization and some of the volunteers, and specifically myself as the executive director, they find out I'm a chaplain. So doors open there with other law enforcement agencies locally to kind of come alongside them if they don't have a chaplain. And drilling down even further, there's been first responders and officers who've trusted me with very intimate pieces of their lives, you know, and you just listen most of the time. You pray with them, encourage them. A lot of times you don't even have to mention your faith. You know, it's just something where they have a sense and a discernment about you, and trust you with these things. They just need to get it off their chest a lot of times. So that's how, you know, they kind of, the two roles kind of come together, if you will.
And last time we did talk a lot about Coffee for Cops, and you can learn more. If you missed the last segment, you can find it up on our website, or you can learn more about the organization at coffeeforcops.us.
Correct.
And I'm really excited to dive in and get the update about what's been going on. But last time you talked about the donations that were coming in and the impact that you were able to make through not only giving law enforcement representatives coffee cards, but also through having the conversations with them that those coffee cards can start. So could you talk a little bit more about how that's gone over the last few months and into the holiday season?
Sure. The coffee cards are basically a staple. You know, it's kind of, you know, you might see a first responder or officer out in the field and approach them, kind of have an icebreaker, something that might put a smile on their face. You know, I'll often walk up to someone and ask if, you know, have we met before? And, you know, they're giving you this look and they're wondering, who is this guy? And no, we have not met before. And, you know, I might say something like, all right, well, I, you know, hold up a Dunkin' Donuts gift card and let them know I'm going to have to cite you for being too good looking for law enforcement. And that always gets a chuckle, breaks the ice.
Yep.
So again, those are, you know, the coffee gift cards are a staple. Challenge coins are given out as kind of an added bonus for, you know, special occasions to special individuals. But we've also been able to provide meals through the Policini Foundation. Wanda Policini, who is a local philanthropist, contacted us early last year, and she said she loved what we're doing on social media and throughout the community with Coffee for Cops, and offered to fund meals to local law enforcement agencies. Some of the agencies we've been able to provide meals to, the U.S. Customs and Border Protection Agency, New York State Police, Monroe County Sheriff's Office, the Monroe County Probation Department. Again, we're providing these meals from Tony D's, another great family-owned restaurant, delicious food, so support them. Another corporate sponsor of Coffee for Cops as well, Jay Speranza and his family. Some of the other agencies we've been able to provide meals to, the City of Rochester's 911 Emergency Communications Center, City of Rochester Police Department, and a lot of your local town agencies surrounding Rochester.
And that's fantastic. And it, all these great organizations that you've partnered with and provided these meals for, what did this mean to these organizations, and what kind of impact did that have on the individuals who you were able to bless with these meals?
That's a broad answer, and it narrows down, but some people are just very thankful, some officers, first responders. Others have reached out to me personally and mentioned that they don't really think that myself or our organization realizes the impact of even just a gift card, let alone the meals that we provide. And sometimes they would go into specific details about their role at, you know, as a paramedic or as an EMT, as a law enforcement officer, you know, dealing with suicides, you know, young, you know, 20-somethings who seem to just have no hope and take their own lives, and how these officers and first responders have to see that day in and day out. You know, other circumstances such as, you know, you're witnessing firsthand and you're usually the first one on scene for a fatal motor vehicle accident, you know, and you have to deal with that. It's not something you easily turn off. You know, it's not like you clock out and you go home and you put that away. These thoughts and these visions are in their heads often, more often than not, I should say. So they have shared, you know, their utmost appreciation for what we do in helping become a piece to officer wellness and building morale.
Building morale one badge at a time. I know that's exactly what you do, and you've been focused here in the Rochester area. I know if you follow Coffee for Cops up on social media, you'll see a lot of the entertaining content that you post there, but also the difference that you're making out in the community with these members of law enforcement. But I know you also recently, this past year, went out on a road trip and are looking to move beyond Rochester as far as the difference that you're making for law enforcement. Could you talk a little bit about all of these great states that you visited and the kind of conversations that came up during that trip?
Sure. I have a son. My oldest lives in Colorado, and he invited me out to do some camping and, you know, hiking. And I thought, what a great opportunity to do a road trip instead of just fly out there. So that's exactly what I did. You know, did this solo road trip, 11 days, 11 states, met up with law enforcement agencies and personnel in Pennsylvania, Ohio, Indiana, Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Colorado, swung back after my stay with my son and went north and then east. We hit up Wyoming, Nebraska, South Dakota, and Iowa. Primarily major, you know, metro police departments, the Cleveland Police Department, Indianapolis, Kansas City State Highway Patrol. And then when I got into Colorado, met up with Denver and then so on and so forth. And they weren't expecting me. And they weren't expecting what we do as an organization. And many of them just invited me in. You know, you're taking the elevator or the stairs up to the sixth, seventh floor, and you're meeting officers that don't know you, you don't know them. Oftentimes they have federal agents on site, you know, collaborating with them. And, you know, 5 minutes into your conversation, you're all joking, having a great time, handing out coffee gift cards and challenge coins. And, you know, they're reciprocating. Here, we have a challenge coin for you. Wow, this is what a great organization. Thanks for coming by and thinking of us. You know, to follow that up, I've actually gotten several emails from commanders at various Metro Police Departments telling me, here's my personal number. If you're ever in the area, you know, come on by. You're welcome here anytime. Let's do lunch. So, yeah, that was, it was eye-opening. You know, I not only learned a lot about myself by spending time with my son out in the wilderness, but just learned a lot about myself on a road trip and meeting a variety of different law enforcement personnel.
CoffeeForCops.us to learn more, and we're looking forward to 2024, a new year for Coffee for Cops. And tell us a little bit about what you have going on coming up this year, what you're looking forward to, what some of your goals and objectives are.
Well, one of the things we would like to do is continue meals for local law enforcement agencies that have not gotten a meal yet. We would like to continue doing ride-alongs. So as part of my chaplaincy, again, being chaplain for Gates PD, I do primarily ride-alongs with that department. I also do ride-alongs occasionally with the Monroe County Sheriff's Office and the Rochester Police Department. So just building relationships, continuing to allow them to grow, build the trust. Just to kind of segue off of that, Rochester police officer recently came up to me and said, you know, we've had a lot of people come in here and give us, you know, the encouraging speech or words, and then you never see them again. Right. But we want you to know we appreciate you because you keep coming by. You know, and it's not just about the food or once in a while you'll stop in with, you know, coffee cake or apples and bananas, but you keep coming and, you know, you seem like you really do care about us and we appreciate that. So again, building on relationships as a piece to officer wellness, we would like to continue to maybe reach out nationwide. We wanted to visit New York City this past year, but it seemed like they had some things going on down there, and for safety reasons, we decided to do the 11-day, 11-state road trip. New York City is a possibility come 2024, and we'd also like to get up to Toronto, Canada, believe it or not. Maybe branch out up there and show our northern neighbors, you know, that we appreciate them as well.
Yeah, well, going from a local organization to hopefully soon an international one.
International, that's, yeah. What, you know, again, whatever doors the Lord opens, I'll try to walk through them as best I can and get some volunteers to come alongside.
Michael Barbato from Coffee for Cops, and you talk about volunteers. If someone's listening right now and maybe they're moved by, they have the same motivation as you did to start Coffee for Cops, they're moved by what your organization is doing and they want to help out through either a donation or as a volunteer, how can they get in touch with you and get involved with the organization?
So we obviously could always use funding, okay? Nothing operates without finances. Being a 501c3 not-for-profit, your donations are tax-deductible. So go to coffeeforcops.us and just find the donate tab. You know, there's one-time options. There's recurring monthly options. if you own a company, you're looking to become a corporate sponsor, we have a corporate sponsorship page. We will put your corporation's logo on that page and tie it into your website link, so it'll drive traffic to your site. Individuals, you know, we're always looking for those $5 and $10 donations. They're very, very important. Aside from financing, you know, prayers. We need prayer. You know, if you're a believer, if you're a man or woman of faith, pray for this ministry. It is tough out there. There are others who do not appreciate what we do. But here's the other piece to this ministry. We also love to build bridges between law enforcement and the community. So we've reached out to other members of the community, regardless of what their organization is or represents, and just try to have conversations, you know, and build some unity, find common ground instead of differences. Maybe we won't agree. Maybe we don't like what each organization represents. But that doesn't mean that we can't be respectful and cordial in our approach. So those are the ways. You know, if you see an officer, a first responder out on the street, most importantly, walk up to them. Do not be ashamed to show your appreciation. Shake their hand, pat on their back, look them in the eyes. Let them know they're loved and appreciated. That in and of itself is probably the most important thing you can do as a grassroots effort.
It's coffeeforcops.us to learn more. Michael Barbato, he's the chaplain of the Gates Police Department, as well as the executive director at Coffee for Cops. You can learn more, like we said, coffeeforcops.us. And this all started with coffee cards, but it's really about conversations and building morale and making this community a better place. One badge at a time, as you say, Michael. So thank you so much for joining us today on Rochester Speaks, and even more importantly, for all that you do in our community.
Thank you, John.